WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. India's Prime Minister calls it heartbreaking. The crash of a jetliner with more than 240 people on board just after takeoff. The BBC's Arunoday Mukherjee.
The last signal that was received was moments, seconds after takeoff.
Officials at first said no apparent survivors, but a health official tells a French news agency one person did survive. The judge in the Harvey Weinstein case has just declared a mistrial on the remaining rape charge, as the jury foreperson won't deliberate. Weinstein was found guilty on one charge yesterday at his retrial, not guilty on another. A House panel chaired by Republican James Comer today on immigration policy.
Governors from Minnesota, New York, and Illinois are here to testify under oath about why they allow criminal illegal aliens to roam free in American communities.
Democrats are defending sanctuary cities. CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The arraignment for the man accused of abducting a pregnant teenager from Beaver Dam has been postponed by 2 weeks. Lisa Hale has the details.
According to online court records, 40-year-old Gary Day faces multiple charges in connection with the disappearance of 17-year-old Sophia Franklin. He was originally scheduled to enter a plea last week. That hearing has now been rescheduled for June 17th. Day is charged with 2 counts of child abduction and 2 counts of child enticement under state law. In addition to those charges filed in Wisconsin and in Nebraska, the suspect was also indicted on federal charges last month. The case remains under investigation across multiple jurisdictions.
And a Wisconsin representative pushes to keep coal-fired power plants open. Joanne Krulatz explains.
Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany is calling on the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin to prioritize overall power production and not to close coal-fired plants. In a letter to the commission, Congressman Tiffany said keeping all the state's current power plants online and opening new power facilities is critical to maintaining the state's manufacturing industry. He's calling for the use of all power supply sources, including natural gas, coal, and nuclear power. He also claimed wind and solar energy production can't keep up with the state's needs.
And the Wisconsin Department of Transportation has announced that over 82,000 residents have added emergency contact information to their Department of Motor Vehicles records. It's a new program that was created under the To Inform Families First law signed by Governor Tony Evers in 2023. The goal is to help law enforcement authorities connect with emergency contacts faster in the event of a serious crash. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
Bombs away at minicamp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Where the Packers held minicamp practice, a 70-yard bomb from quarterback Jordan Love to wide receiver Mecole Hardman for a touchdown. Hardman won 3 Super Bowls with the Chiefs, but struggled while with the Jets. I asked him what he hoped for here in Green Bay.
The new opportunity, you know, I think it's one of those like fresh starts, and you know, the Packers just, you know, welcome me with, you know, open arms and give me the opportunity to go out there and showcase my skills, and you know, it's good enough for me, and I just got to go out there and take advantage of it.
NBA Finals. The Pacers beat the Thunder 116-107 to go up 2-1 in the best of 7 series. The Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton.
There's going to be ebbs and flows. So seeing where I could be better is important through the first 2 games and just trying to be better today.
Baseball. Brewers rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski makes his major league debut tonight against the Cardinals. His fastball has been clocked at 103 miles per hour. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy today, but still making it to mild high temperatures in the mid-70s. We've got a feisty east breeze and a chance for showers and some storms, especially this afternoon, continuing into this evening and even overnight as well. And a few more do pop up tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets or $100 cash.
Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings of a Wisconsin vacation in Baraboo or Door County.
This hour's keyword is brat. B-R-A-T. The word to text in this hour is brat.
This hour, you're playing for a prize of $100. Text in the keyword right now through the Civic Media app. You have until the end of this hour.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4 o'clock, the Wisconsin Policy Forum drops a bombshell report on the impacts of the big, brutal bill in Wisconsin. I'm joined by their communications director, and we break it down.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Thursday. A lot going on today. Trump is preparing the military for political war, and he's using a Confederate traitor to do it. I'll tell you about that in a moment. Also, Predator drones deployed in Los Angeles. Predator drones? ICE brutally rams a car and throws a tear gas canister at a car with young children in it, toddlers, to grab a citizen off the street. Florida tries to replace farm workers with 14-year-old American children. Florida says they're not too young to work overnight shifts. I'm not making this up. Brutality reigns. In the second hour of our program, Phil Itner is going to drop by, our one guest for the day, with a live update from Kyiv, Ukraine. And also, is Trump's brutality causing his approval to tank? And welcome to America's new vaccine committee. I'll give you the details on that. In the third hour, let's be clear on this. America now has concentration camps. This is how it happens. It slipped right in unannounced. Yet, have you heard anyone label Guantanamo a concentration camp? We'll talk about that, as I said, in the third hour of the program. But to start the program, to start off today, my op-ed over at HartmanReport.com is titled, Trump is preparing the military for political war, and he's using a Confederate traitor to do it. Let's just establish something to begin this conversation. Robert E. Lee killed more Americans than Hitler. He killed more Americans than Khrushchev. He killed more Americans than King George III, Ho Chi Minh, or Kim Il-sung, who ran North Korea during the Korean War. He killed more Americans than we've lost in every war since the American Revolution combined. He was the largest mass murderer of Americans in our nation's history. General Lee was not a good man. He was a morbidly rich oligarch who not only bought and sold enslaved human beings, but delighted in whipping and torturing them. Two of the 200-plus enslaved people he held at his plantation, Wesley Norris, his sister Mary, and their cousin George Parks, escaped from General Lee and were captured in nearby Maryland. This is a report from the March 26, 1886 edition of the New York Daily Tribune, quoting Wesley Norris, one of the three enslaved people who escaped, telling about what happened when he was returned to General Lee. Quote, he then ordered us to the barn, where in his presence we were tied firmly to posts by Mr. Gwynn, our overseer, who was ordered by General Lee to strip us to the waist and give us 50 lashes each, except my sister, who received but 20. General Lee, in the meantime, stood by and frequently enjoined Williams to lay it on well, an injunction which he did not fail to heed. Not satisfied with simply lacerating our naked flesh, General Lee then ordered the overseer to thoroughly wash our backs with excruciatingly painful saltwater brine, which was done. End of quote. Fearing that Abraham Lincoln might end slavery in America, Robert E. Lee raised an army and tried to use it to end democracy in the United States. He thus committed treason in a way that even Benedict Arnold's wildest dreams wouldn't have fulfilled. His war killed almost 750,000 men, women, and children, all Americans. No American has ever betrayed or visited as much violence on this country as severely as did Robert E. Lee. And so when he lost the war against us, the federal government seized his slave plantation and turned it into a cemetery for the Civil War dead. It's called Arlington National Cemetery. It's the old Robert E. Lee plantation. So given this history, perhaps it makes perfect sense that the current chief betrayer of the ideals of our nation, a convicted felon and Putin toady, Donald Trump, would brag to a group of American soldiers that he's going to rename a military base after Robert E. Lee. And what's even more shocking, and a real indictment of what's happened to civics education in the United States since both Reagan and George W. Bush took a meat axe to civics education during their presidencies, is that those soldiers then cheered when they heard Robert E. Lee's name. They obviously know nothing about Robert E. Lee. Trump then went on, as in front of a group of soldiers, to repeatedly lie to them. He told them that he won the 2020 election. He told them that Democrats stole it from him. He told them that the elections were rigged. He said that he sent the National Guard into Minnesota and I saved it, when in fact it was Tim Walz who sent in the National Guard. He said, I defeated ISIS in 4 weeks. It took 2 years to liberate the ISIS caliphate. He said, nobody wanted to join the military under Biden. A blatant lie. He said, countries like Congo dumped their prisoners and people from their mental hospitals here, saying the countries would bus them or drive them right to our borders and say, go in there. If you ever come back, we're going to kill you. Another lie. He said that he brought water to L.A. during the fires when, in fact, all he did was order a field flooded in Northern California, screwing up water allocations for agriculture. He echoed Hitler when he called Los Angeles protesters animals and a foreign enemy. Even more disgusting, he was nakedly using these soldiers that he was lying to as political props to massage his own ego and to provide Fox so-called news a ready-made clip. This is from military.com yesterday. Quote, internal 82nd Airborne Division communications reviewed by military.com reveal a tightly orchestrated effort to curate the optics of Trump's recent visit, including hand-picking soldiers for the audience based on political leanings and physical appearance. The troops ultimately selected to be behind Trump and visible to the cameras were almost exclusively male. One unit-level message bluntly said, no fat soldiers. This is the exact opposite message that George Washington gave us. The general who fought the Revolutionary War, our first president, that George Washington gave us in his farewell address, when he said, the alternate domination of one faction over another, sharpened by the spirit of revenge natural to party dissension, which in different ages and countries has perpetrated the most horrible enormities, is itself a frightful despotism. But this leads at length to a more formal and permanent despotism. The disorders and miseries which result gradually incline the minds of men to seek security and repose in the absolute power of an individual, wrote George Washington. And sooner or later, the chief of some prevailing faction, more able or more fortunate than his competitors, turns this disposition to the purposes of his own elevation on the ruins of public liberty. That our Secretary of Defense, Kegger Pete Hegseth, would not just allow but intentionally facilitate such an offensive display of partisanship is particularly troubling when you note that it is a crime. Directive 1344.10, it's part of the Military Code Uniform Code of Military Justice, the UCMJ, it says, in keeping with the traditional concept that members on active duty should not engage in partisan political activity and that members on active duty should avoid inferences that their political activities imply or appear to imply official sponsorship, approval, or endorsement, a member of the armed forces on active duty shall not participate in partisan political activities, rallies, conventions, etc. And then it goes on to say, this is a lawful general regulation. Violations of this directive by persons subject to the Uniform Code of Military Justice are punishable under Article 92, failure to obey order or regulation. Hegseth committed a crime when he set this thing up. The military officers who picked these soldiers and who allowed Donald Trump to lie to them and to do basically a campaign rally committed a crime, and Donald Trump committed a crime. And Trump and Kegger Hegseth, you know, are apparently trying to test whether rank and file troops will go along with their political agenda. It looks to me like they're trying to build the foundation for a future when they use the military against us, against you and me, against people that they view as not sufficiently loyal to Trump. I mean, this is deeply dangerous to democracy, which is why it's illegal. And it's why every other advanced democracy in the world outlaws this kind of thing. But then, you know, Trump didn't stop there. He then went on after the media. He attacked the news media that was there. And again, the troops applauded. I mean, this is what dictators do. Mussolini, Hitler, Putin, Orban, they all followed this script. And then on top of that, he brought a vendor of Trump merchandise also in violation of military policy, including MAGA hats, T-shirts, and cards that read, white privilege card, Trump's everything. Historically, when democracies slide into dictatorship, there's a moment when the military is required to choose sides, and the press is cast as a threat. We are there now. This is a damning indictment of how far away from American values we've let Trump drag our country.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
17 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all-over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. Shopmando.com.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Warm weather is finally here, and so is wildfire smoke from Canada. Forecasters say we can expect air quality warnings to come and go and come again with no end in sight as fires blaze out of control across central and western Canada. Environmental advocates say the hazardous smoke blanketing our state just when we want to head outdoors shows no community is safe from the impacts of climate change and should be a wake-up call for policymakers. The EPA is pushing to end its popular Energy Star program that has helped families identify energy-efficient appliances and home energy upgrades for more than 30 years. A group of U.S. senators, including Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, is calling on the EPA to keep the popular program, saying for every dollar spent on Energy Star, Americans get $350 in savings. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uihlein. In 2018 alone, the Uihleins received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All right, time to visit with Melissa Baldoff as we talk climate issues. Acting FEMA chief told staff he didn't know about U.S. hurricane seasons.
What?
See, you're speechless too.
I mean, I love it.
We're all just sitting here like, what?
If it is a joke, and I don't know that it is, it's not a funny one. We've seen more deadly hurricanes, so we have every reason to expect it will be a bad hurricane season.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. CB Distillery's stock up sale is officially live. Save up to 40% on everything. If you're struggling to sleep, dealing with daily stress, or need relief after a tough workout, you have to check out CB Distillery. They have natural plant-based solutions for just about everything. This isn't the low-quality stuff you find at the drugstore. This is premium CBD that people swear by. I know a lot of you love CB Distillery's sleep products. Personally, that's what I'm going to be stocking up on, their sleep gummies. They make it so easy to find exactly what you need. You can shop by benefit, you know, sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after workouts. They even have solutions for pets. Whether CB Distillery is already part of your routine or you've been curious about trying CBD, now's the time to stock up and save up to 40% off. Excuse me. Discover the healing benefits of CBD and save up to 40% on everything. Visit CBDistillery.com and use the code VIP. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. That's CBDistillery.com, and to get up to 40% off, use the code VIP.
Our robbery cracked the whip, tore the flag with a traitor's grip, blood on his hands from a war he chose, 750,000 ghosts. Built on backs and salted skin, he fought to keep the horrors in. Not a hero, not a saint, he's the face of a rebel's hate. So how did Lee become their star? Waving flags in rebel bars. From whipping slaves to soldier cheers, they trade our truth for ancient fears. When facts are buried, lies live on. That's how Lee became a MAGA icon. Stage tradition torn with rights. He sold them rage in civil fights. He bragged of Lee like he knew pride, but all he knew was how to divide. And the base he claimed in honor's name now echoes with betrayal's flame. So how did Lee become their star? A martyr carved in culture's scar. A general lost, a war long gone. Revived by those who can't move on. When truth is scorched in history pawn, that's how Lee became a MAGA icon. Washington warned us in his plea, don't let the military bend a knee.
So it turns out this is insane. DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, was piloting a Reaper drone over Los Angeles last night. A Reaper drone. I mean, this is what we use to blow up, you know, people in Iraq and Afghanistan. A Reaper drone. Karen Bass, the mayor of Los Angeles, said that this drone was an ominous test case. She said, this is what happens when the federal government moves in and takes the authority away from state and local government. I don't think our city should be used for an experiment. And she noted that the chaos in the city was caused by Donald Trump, by Washington, D.C. And the divide between intimidation and surveillance is getting, you know, tighter and tighter in these Democratic, you know, cities run by Democratic mayors. Now you've got three Democratic governors being harassed at a hearing in Congress right now. I mean, this is nuts. ICE agents crashed into a guy's car in Boyle Heights, a Los Angeles suburb, to drag him out of the car. Shot a tear gas canister at his car. His wife and toddler and baby were in the car. They said that they were going after him because they said that he had punched an ICE agent, or words to that effect, assaulted somebody. It's still pretty wild stuff. U.S. immigration raid on a Omaha, Nebraska meat plant has people worried about the future of the American meat supply. Now, this might actually improve public health. Glen Valley Foods operates out of Omaha, Nebraska. They're running right now with 30% of their staff because of an ICE raid. ICE agents detained 74 to 76 workers out of the roughly 140 who work there. But then a bunch of the others who work there are afraid to show up. They're just not coming into work right now. The facility's production has dropped to about 20% of normal. The Omaha World Herald newspaper reported on Tuesday that raids were also reported at local plants run by Tyson and JBS USA, although those companies are not confirming that. And I'll tell you about this after the break, and then I'll pick up your calls. The efforts to replace migrant workers with children in Florida, this is Ron DeSantis' brilliant idea, just fell apart. I'll tell you about that, and we'll pick up your calls. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back with your call.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening, but the religious pushback is fierce and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Join us. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman with two N's to 511-511, because the only thing worse than a sermon is when it comes with legislation. Text fees may apply.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treat.
Jay Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, his new column suggests Governor Evers should not run for another term. Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor, joins us. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. We've seen a surge in ER visits for tick bites over the past week or so. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says the number of hospital visits for ticks has doubled. And we're seeing more this year than the same time last year. Unsurprisingly, a lot of these tick bites are concentrated in the North Woods. The best way to prevent tick bites is to wear bug spray, cover as much skin as you can with your clothes, and do tick checks after you've been in wooded areas with tall grass or brush. Wisconsin has 50 state parks, 15 state forests, 44 state trails, and 84,000 miles of rivers and streams, and roughly 15,000 inland lakes. We've got a lot of little critters to worry about, and one of those is in our water, invasive species.
We can definitely take steps, keep them where they're found, and prevent them from spreading further.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Water educator with UWSP. We've got spiny water fleas and zebra mussel larvae that are nearly impossible to spot.
Microscopic to tiny and invisible when they're first born, so not something you could see with the naked eye. And then they'll slowly get to a little bit larger size, to being about the inch and a quarter, you know, adult size. So definitely the larvae are not something that you would very easily spot in water. They would have to be getting to a larger adult size before you'd be able to see them.
So, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is urging people to drain water from their boats at the launch and asking us to clean equipment before going to another water body. And algae blooms. They're already starting in some lakes across the state, reaching advisory levels in Chippewa Falls on Otter Lake Beach, as well as in Door County at Sugar Creek County Park. So far, everything in central and northern Wisconsin looks good so far. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy today, but still making it to mild high temperatures in the mid-70s. We've got a feisty east breeze and a chance for showers and some storms, especially this afternoon, continuing into this evening and even overnight as well. And a few more do pop up tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
It's our Scani Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets or $100 cash.
Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings on a Wisconsin vacation in Baraboo or Door County.
This hour's keyword is brat. B-R-A-T. The word to text in this hour is brat.
This hour, you're playing for a prize of $100. Text in the keyword right now through the Civic Media app. You have until the end of this hour.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
State Senator Keldon Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome beauty queen and security expert Jenna Watkins. And then we grill pizza in the studio with Papa John's owner, Danny Bim. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Thank you so much for all of your support.
Hey!
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Summer heat to forge a brand new land. Three powers locked in balance, a system built to stand. They warned us of corruption, of kings who take it all. But now the billionaires are laughing, watching democracy fall. Madison warned us, but nobody cared. Now the wolves own the courthouse, the judge just stares. Congress takes orders, no fight, no debate. And the president's daring the world to complain. Welcome to Madison's nightmare, where the law is just a joke. The courts are corrupt, Congress is bought.
So Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, says, why do we say we need to import foreigners, even import them illegally, when, you know, teenagers used to work at these places, do this stuff? What's wrong with expecting our young people to be working now? I mean, that's how it used to be when I was growing up. Yeah. I mean, you know, yes, I got a job when I was 14, I think. I had to get a work permit. I lived in Lansing. I got a job part-time. It was just a few hours every afternoon after school at Henry's Hamburgers on Cedar Street in Lansing. But, you know, I'm assuming that systems like that are still in place, you know. But this, you know, what he tried to do in Florida was basically, you know, he had legislation which passed the Florida House that said that 14 and 15-year-olds could work more than an eight-hour day before a school day. 16 and 17-year-olds could work overnight. The law would have ended the required 30-minute meal breaks and allowed children who are as young as 14 who are homeschooled or enrolled in virtual school to work overnight shifts. Yeah. Supporters of the measure include Moms for Liberty, you know, the women who are all upset about, you know, books about black people in the libraries, and the National Federation of Independent Business, which is, you know, basically a right-wing, front group for right-wing business owners. It was opposed by the Florida AFL-CIO, the American Civil Liberties Union, the NAACP, student activist groups, but it went down to defeat in the Senate. Well, actually, it wasn't defeated. They didn't even hold a vote. The session expired and the bill expired. So Ron DeSantis does not get his child workers. So what's he going to do? I mean, you know, what's he going to do? And why is it that all of the raids so far that we're hearing all about have been in blue cities in blue states? And all the raids that have been announced coming up are blue cities and blue states. I obviously, it's a rhetorical question. We all know this is all about scoring political points for dictator Don. So, what say you, David in Columbus, Ohio? Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Hi, I had a interesting trip yesterday. I went down to Piketon, Ohio, which was the site of one of the original nuclear enrichment plants. It's been in existence since the 50s, mm-hmm. and it's being dismantled. But the state of Ohio is trying to restore some of the economic development down there, and I think they're doing it the wrong way, and I think we should beware of corporate opportunists that want to pry money out of our state governments. They were talking about taking methane, natural gas, and converting it, turning it into hydrogen. And I tried to figure out what they were doing. It had to heat it up to 3,000 degrees, and then have to inject the CO2 that comes off of it in a semi-liquid state into the ground. It's just a big disaster, mm-hmm. if you ask me. And
It leaves the hydrogen behind.
I don't want to create another disaster after they're trying to clean up one disaster.
Well, it sounds like a boondoggle, but, you know, there's a lot of boondoggles out there.
It is a boondoggle. I don't know how else to describe it, but yeah. I don't know if other states are experiencing this, where you have people that are vulnerable, that are out of work, and then they end up falling for stuff like this, you know?
Yeah, I get it. Thanks for the report, David. It's fascinating. Keep us up to date on how that's going. Maverick in Edmonds, Washington. Hey, Maverick, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Tom. This is old Maverick, listening to 91.3 KPCS and Bellevue Community Radio Station. I want to ask you a quick question, but first I have a one sentence of good news. Are you ready?
Yeah.
We haven't heard from Devin Nunes in over a year.
He's running Trump's Nazi-infested social media site, isn't he?
Yeah, that's what I heard last on your show. But he just had one of those voices that made me grind my teeth, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Anyway, so my quick question is, you know, we hear all this talk about blue cities. I've been banging my head trying to think, is there a red city?
Good question. I can't think of one. I mean, there are Republican-controlled towns, but they tend to be small.
Right, exactly. Maybe there are no red cities. You know, something with a population of, you know, 250,000 or 500,000 or more.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to know what the threshold is and what provokes that, whether it's a racial demographic or whether it has to do with education or whether it has to do with income or just the psychological dynamics of living in the city. That's a great question.
Sure. Yeah, thanks. All right, well, keep up the good fight, even though sometimes fighting for what's right feels like pushing a rope, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get it. Some days I feel like Sisyphus, but we got to keep pushing this rock.
All right, have a great day, Tom.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Maverick. Bob in Springfield, Illinois. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind today?
Well, actually quite a bit, Tom. Thank you. And fight the good fight, keep up the good work, do it as long as you can. We all appreciate it. All right. First off, related to your opening monologue, as we all know, Trump doesn't care about the law, because if he did, he wouldn't do all the things he's doing. He politicized the military in his first term, and he's going to politicize it again on Saturday, so I guess we shouldn't be surprised about that. Second thing related to that is I was listening to Mike Malloy's show last night on Progressive Voices, which I know you're familiar with because you're on there.
You said the Mike Malloy show?
Yes.
Mike is an old friend, but I haven't talked to him in a couple of years. I didn't realize he was still doing his show. That's great. Yes. I'm so glad to hear that. Mike is such a great guy.
Yes, he's still doing it. He records it in the late morning or early afternoon, and it airs from 8 to 10, 9 to 11 Eastern, 8 to 10 Central, 7 to 9 Mountain, and 6 to 8 Pacific.
Cool. Okay, so keep going, Bob. You were saying.
Yes, I was listening to his show last night, and he talked about, first off, he mentioned the raid in Omaha, and he said that the director or CEO of the plant said that her cousin was one of the people taken into custody. The other things, there were two of them that he mentioned that were, the first one was, there was an article in The Atlantic yesterday by Tim Nichols. Tom Nichols, I'm sorry.
I'm familiar with the article, but keep going.
Okay.
Our listeners may not be.
Okay, yes, it was all about the address that Trump gave in at Fort Bragg on Tuesday.
Right.
And he was talking about, apparently, see, the article is obtained by NBC, and that's how apparently he was made aware of it or whatever, but or NBC was made aware of it, and he was going on. He was very upset about the politicization of the military and the fact that superiors of the youngsters that were in there did not correct or, you know.
Yeah, nobody pushed back against Trump, apparently. They just went along with what he demanded, even though it was a violation of the Uniform Code of Military Justice and the law.
Yes, that's basically what he was talking about. And there was other stuff in there. Like you said, you're familiar with the article, but it was a very good article. And I wanted to make you aware of that in case you didn't weren't aware of it. But you are, so that's good.
I haven't read it, but I did see Tom being interviewed on MSNBC, so I think I have the gist of it. And it's what I wrote about yesterday afternoon, you know, which we talked about this morning, my daily take today. Trump.
But there was also something about Pam Bondi. She issued a memo to all the immigration judges that they are to dismiss immigration cases, and that way the people that are in immigration court can be taken into custody.
Yeah.
And there was a demonstration in Chicago.
Sorry, Bob, we're out of time, but got it.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
45 minutes past the hour. Pick up the calls here. I'll be right back. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened till you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes. And if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
We're from the Wausau Business Show, 100% action-packed Wausau every Saturday, 8 to 9 on Bull Falls 98.9 WXCO. We're also available on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
You're nailing it. Keep going.
WausauBusiness.com. We broadcast from the tippy top of Rib Mountain. So we'll see you Saturday, Wausaunians.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening and loving Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
Summers in Worthington, Minnesota bring fun, and a good portion of that fun happens around our beautiful 800-acre Lake Okabena. Our community is built around it, and it has great walleye fishing and several lakeside parks. This June 13th and 14th, we'll have our Windsurfing Regatta and Music Festival. It's free. Come and see the windsurfers, eat from over a dozen food vendors, and attend free lakeside concerts on our professional city stage, this year featuring Viva Knievel and Cooper Allen. Check us out. We're Worthington, Minnesota, and we're certainly worth a look.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
It smells terrible.
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off, you know.
And give us a few bucks. Yeah.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Hey, if you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to his breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen, to restore what time takes away. Louise adds it to our coffee every morning. This isn't another generic supplement. This is a clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain and visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin. And right now I can get you up to 45% off at getnativepath.com/Tom. That's getnativepath.com/THOM/Tom. Getnativepath.com/Tom.
Now he's sending troops to settle old score. From LA streets to the Capitol's dome. He's making this land feel less like home. He's a dictator. With a MAGA crown, turning our freedoms upside down, laughs off the laws, says it's just a game, but democracy's torch is losing its flame. Deportations rise, rights decline. Protests met with military lines. Governors sued, voices suppressed. In this new era, who'll be next? He's a dictator with a MAGA crown. Turning our freedoms upside down.
2 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Ron in Berrien Springs, Michigan. Hey, Ron, what's up?
Hello, Tom.
Hey, Ron.
Tom, hold on. Let me take you off speaker. Hold on, bud. Okay, here we go. Tom, you know, in my opinion, I'm getting up these stairs here. It's hard. Tom, the reason Trump is putting the military in sanctuary cities, he's going to charge the city's military bill, in my opinion, and bankrupt the city's, the sanctuary cities.
Oh, that's interesting. That hadn't occurred to me.
Yeah, that's, in my opinion, what he's gearing up for, a punishment for them. He's going to put them in poverty. And
do you know if there's any precedent for that, Ron?
I can't think of one right now, Tom, but my real point for calling was when you made a comment that they put soldiers who are MAGA Trump in front of the North Carolina rally for Trump. And the military... Right now, I have a son in the ranks. I had a friend's son who was in special forces. He broke his back in training, and the military, especially our highly airborne, they are like very deeply divided between support for Trump and anti-Trump. They have to have classes to try and bring the soldiers back to sanity. I don't think it's working, especially now with Trump in there, but we are in the most dangerous times. You know, I thought we could depend on our military to save us, but I don't think it's going to happen like that. And
No, I agree. I mean, people were calling, over the last couple of weeks saying, oh, yeah, the military will hold the line. They did last time. But the people at the top, you know, you had Mark Esper, who was running, you know, he's Secretary of Defense. He said no to Trump when Trump wanted to have the military shoot people in Lafayette Square. Mark Milley said no to Trump when he wanted to have the military shoot people in Lafayette Square. And you had, you know, generals and you know, but Trump has decapitated the senior levels of the military, of all the branches of the services.
And he's cleansing the lower ranks too.
Right. And he's got this alcoholic, defense secretary who just does whatever he says.
Yeah. Fox Glory Hound.
Yeah.
That's his administration.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tom. Keep up the fight.
Yeah, you got it, Ron. Thank you. Mark in Oakland, California. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Oh, Tom, thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I'm sorry here. Hold on just a second. First of all, I wanted to apologize to you because I called in last week and I said a word that got me dumped. I was the guy that was talking, told you I had my daughter watch The Gray Zone, a movie about the Holocaust.
Yeah. That's okay. I didn't even note it on your profile here. It's, you know, that happens. Bleep happens.
What I wanted this time was I kind of wrote my stuff down so I wouldn't make that mistake again. What I wanted to talk to you about was that I was raised by a John Birch Republican who also served as an officer in a Aleutian Chain during World War II. Mm-hmm. And he graduated from Michigan State with a degree in engineering. He ran a successful business up in Anchorage, Alaska, where I was raised. Mm-hmm. And he was raised in rural Missouri during the Great Depression, and he hated his mother, who, according to him, was a tyrant. His typical routine every night was to drink a half a fifth of a Canadian Club and smoke half a pack of cigarettes. I got to know him pretty well. And one time during one of our nightly conversations, he said, "I'm not a conservative, I'm a reactionary." Hmm. And that was the first time I'd ever heard that term.
Yeah.
And there was no Google back then so to look it up. But he also told me that he thought the 19th Amendment was the worst thing that ever happened to America, biggest mistake. Mm. And that I'm getting to the point that I'll just cut to the chase is that I'm going to say something. There's no swear words in this here, but this is what he quoted to me when I said, "So where do you see black people in America?" And he said, "Serving me iced tea on the porch." Was a straight up bigot.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he was a bigot. And here's the thing, Tom. This is what I learned about the guy. The biggest point, relevant point, he was very bitter about the way he was raised. And there's a similarity. There's a similarity between the MAGA people today and him. I've seen it. I grew up in Alaska, a very conservative state. I lost two friends, dear friends of 50 years that I had great memories with, playing ice hockey, fishing, baseball.
Mark, I'm sorry, I'm out of time, but I get it. And thanks for sharing that story. It's important.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Matt Nair on air.
Rick Reed is here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn saying, you're going the wrong way. And Candy and Steve Martin go, ha, 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 how do they know where we're headed? Congress and the administration are saying, this is what we're going to do for our budget. But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. At the White House, President Trump moves to block California's law that calls for phasing out the sale of gas-powered vehicles. The state plans a court challenge.
One of the reasons they're coming here is because they have to produce tremendous, especially the AI, they have to produce beyond believable amounts of electricity.
Texas calling out thousands of National Guard troops to deal with anti-ICE protests. New York Governor Kathy Hochul and other Democrats are defending sanctuary cities before Congress.
In New York, we understand the difference between going after criminals and traumatizing law-abiding families.
More than 240 people killed in India in the crash of an Air India jet in a residential area. CBS's Chris Livesay.
The National Transportation Safety Board is headed to India to lead a team of U.S. investigators helping pinpoint what caused the crash.
Casualties on the ground as well. CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.